I'm really, really proud of my team. I thought we played our hearts out through a lot of adversity. We weren't sure if Cade was going to be able to play. I got a call this morning early that he was vomiting, and we've had an illness going around our team, and Cade got it this morning. And on my way on the drive in, Alex called me and told me that Cade was up here, he was getting an IV, and he was adamant that he was going to play. And thank goodness he has some toughness in him and he wanted to play, because he was phenomenal. It's the best he's played since he's been here. And the reason he didn't start the second half was that he was getting another IV put in him at halftime. But I thought he played terrific. I thought all of our guys did. I thought Ryan Wright was tremendous off the bench. Steven Pledger playing 38 minutes and making some big free throws and big plays down the stretch. Again, I thought it was another pretty good defensive effort. And down the stretch, we were able to make some winning plays. So really proud of this group. It's been a good week for us, and hopefully this is the start of something pretty good.
Jeff, if they would have told you before the game, I mean, what does it tell you about your game that Ryan Wright steps up and has a key moment, Cade Davis plays aggressively? Your team's kind of growing up around you. Right?
Well, especially if you would have told me that Tony Crocker and Tiny wouldn't score. It's our second and third leading scorers, and also our first and second leading rebounders. If you would have told me that coming in, I know it would have been a lot tougher. But, again, when I said we fought through a lot of adversity today, and, again, I'm really proud of this group for that.
What's up with Crocker? What did
he hurt? He turned his ankle. Yep.
What about Cade going to the hoop today? How happy were you? That's something you talked to him about before?
I talked to him. We actually, after the Oklahoma State game, watched a little tape with him. And I felt like he was settling for threes too much. There were a couple of plays that I pulled out just of him, just to show, a couple of opportunities I thought he had to drive, and he was kind of side dribbling for threes. And I thought he did a good job of being aggressive, of attacking the basket. I told our guys before the game, I was telling them all week during practice as we were getting preparing, that this is a game of men. It's a game for men. And if you're going to be soft, then you can't play in this game. And it's one of the reasons why Tiny didn't play that much in this game. But I thought Ryan Wright stepped up. I thought obviously Cade did. Steven Pledger did. I thought Willie was very good. It was a tough night for Tommy. He had a big three for us. But it was a tough night for him as far as turnovers, because he had been so good at it. And I don't know how much of it was their pressure or him just being sloppy with the ball. But I was really proud that Cade just played strong. I mean, he played his heart out there and left everything out there.
Mike said you guys won tonight by doing some blue collar things. Do you feel like this team could have done that earlier in the season, or what does that say about?
Well, we can't go back and figure out what we could have done early in the season. We didn't do it early in the season. We're just trying to concentrate on what we're doing right now, trying to get better right now. We don't worry about that stuff. What happened early in the season, we can't go back and change that. We can't go back and change those losses. Hopefully we've learned about it. Hopefully learned from it, I should say, and hopefully we don't have those lapses again. I can't say that we won't, but I hope that we won't.
Jeff, you talked about a lot about their pressure, and anytime you play Missouri, that'd be a focal point. Willie made the comment that actually they handled it better when you slowed down and handled it better. Did you talk about that?
Say that again.
Well, Willie said that they were going too fast sometimes against
it. We were going too fast.
Right.
I thought at times we were. One of the things I talked to our guys about was Missouri does a great job of turning turnovers that they keep live in action and play into quick points. So we talked about if we turn it over, we don't want to, but if we turn it over, let's throw the ball out of bounds, let's get 5 second counts, and let's do it so they can't turn them into quick points. I thought our transition defense was pretty good. Also, we talked about how quick shots at times are turnovers for them if you're not making those shots. And early in the game, I thought we had a few quick shots, which allowed them to get out in transition. But again, it was a good defensive performance by us, and some of our turnovers I thought were unforced too. And it could be forced just because of the, just the pressure, just the thought of pressure, and just being mentally fatigued. But overall, I thought we did a pretty good job.
Coach, in your opinion, be successful the rest of the way, are you going to have to play this winning ugly type of identity? Is that, would you be okay with that?
I'll be okay with winning. However, whatever it takes. That's something we've talked about with this group. Whatever it takes. You know, we're a better offensive team than we've shown, certainly in the first half. You know, you saw it in the second half. We were more efficient in the second half. That's, I think, kind of what we've been all year. Where we've struggled all year, especially in our losses, have been defensively. And so I'm really proud of that. If that means ugly-ing the game up, then, yeah, we want to be ugly the rest of the year because we have to defend at a high level.
Yeah, Pat, were you personally happy for Willie? He's been under a lot of criticism. The crowd got on Monday night. What's your thoughts?
It's really unfair. I mean, what Willie's going through, you know, I went through it. You know, when you come back as a sophomore, there are a lot of expectations with the year that he had as a freshman. I went through that. I actually know exactly what he's going through, and I know how difficult it is for him. Now, I've told you on your show before, and I think I've told James, he hadn't helped himself either with his body language at times and just kind of how he's approached some things. But these last two games, man, he's really tried to make an effort. In the Oklahoma State game, he just didn't play well at times during a stretch, and he turned the ball over, and he was trying to make something positive happen. So I thought it was really unfair. And I heard it. We didn't say anything to him about it, but I really like how he responded from that. And he was really good in practice this week, and I'm not surprised with how he played today.
What does it say about them? You had all the turnovers to begin the game, but you were only down 10, 6. I mean, they fought through that.
Fought through it, and again, we understood the importance of defense and getting stops and getting rebounds. And we had some guys that came in off the bench for us and played terrific and kept us in it.
Willie had the three-point play, Jeff. I think that gave you the lead for good, but he doesn't make the play if Ryan doesn't save the ball there on the sideline.
Yeah, you know, it was so many plays that guys made, and that's what I mean. Ryan made so many winning plays. The stat sheet tells you a little bit, but what you just mentioned, I mean, just keeping that play alive and allowing us to get another possession to run some time off the clock, and then Willie makes that shot, gets the crowd back into it. And Ryan made several plays like that. Cade made several plays like that. Steven Pledger getting on the floor for a loose ball and hitting the head to Willie, and he's able to get out and transition and get a basket there. It was a lot of plays that guys made out there on the floor today.
Jeff, you said Cade, best game since he's been here. Can we say the same about Ryan today?
Definitely. And we needed him. But that's the way Ryan's been practicing. He's been more aggressive in practice, and perhaps he's finding – understanding what we've been trying to tell him, what his role is. Just play off of the other guys, rebound, you know, and defend. And if you do that, everything else will take care of itself. It may not mean he gets 12 and 8 every night, but just to be a positive influence out there on the floor.
You talked about not wanting to go through what you guys went through in Waco ever again. Did you see a switch flip on? The guys never want to experience that again?
Well, I hope so. I mean, the past two games have been good. We'll see how we are on the road. Again, you know, it's a little bit easier to do it at home, especially with the crowd we've had the past couple of games. We'll see, because we'll get a great challenge on Tuesday. A&M's a really good team, and they're very good at home, and it's a tough place to play. Their crowd is terrific. So we'll see. These past two games have been positive, but, again, I don't get ahead of myself with this group. We take it day by day and try to get better each day.
Coach, you talked about Tiny not scoring today. He certainly had his opportunities, but it almost felt like the game was going too fast for him today.
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was just how he's practiced. I mean, it was the same thing. I jumped on Tiny yesterday in practice and told him I thought he was content with averaging 12 and 9. You know, he was content the other night against Oklahoma State to have 11, 12, 13 points, whatever it was he has, and 18 rebounds. And I don't want him to be content. You know, it's a lot of times as a freshman. I know I was like this early in my freshman career. You know, you wanted to get 10. If you get double figures, you felt like you played well. And I feel like that's how he's been playing. I just want to get 10 instead of being dominant. You know, the plays around the basket against Oklahoma State, I mean, that's easy plays. You just finish those in practice. Make that a habit. The play to start the game, I mean, it's an easy play right there. I mean, finish it. Be selfish right there. Finish it. And if he does that, he'll become a better player and it'll really help our team.
Coach, back to the Warren situation, and no one likes to see a young man get hounded by a crowd, but in hindsight...
Not just the crowd. Everybody.
Well, Could that
be included?
That in hindsight, though, turn out to be a positive, the way he has reacted?
Could be. I mean, every situation is an opportunity to grow. That's what I tell those, you know, tell our guys. I got booed at Duke my senior year at home against Florida State, and it crushed me, you know, that happened. It turned out to be one of the best things to happen for me, you know, and my teammates rallied around me, and I ended up having a great second half to my senior season. I told Willie when he decided to come back, things were going to be a lot different for him. You know, Blake had all that pressure last year. You didn't see any of this stuff because we didn't lose until right before the new year. And then we didn't lose a second game until the end of January, early February. So you didn't see it. Now, Blake also didn't have the type of body language that Billy, you know, that Willie has had earlier. But every when you're looked at as one of the main guys, one of the best guys in the country, the microscope is on you. Expectations are greater. And now Willie's in a different seat. He's in a different spot. He's in the spot that Blake was in. Now, he doesn't have the luxury of having Austin. He doesn't have the luxury of having Taylor. He doesn't have the luxury of having older guys that have been through it and that have been here and played for a long time. He's doing this with a lot younger team, a lot more inexperienced. If you look at our team, only Willie, Cade, and Tony Crocker played last year. And Cade was a guy that played only about 15 minutes a game. So now it's different roles. And he didn't handle it well at times. But I'm proud of the fact the past two games, he's done a better job of handling it. You know, after the Oklahoma State game, when all that stuff happened, when he got back in the game, he had some positive plays and had an effect on the game. Then he came back, and on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, he had really good practices. And I'm not surprised with how he played today. I challenged him last night. You know, I told him when we went to play Missouri last year up there, I thought he was scared. It's a game going into it. I thought he'd have a 40-point game against them, to be honest with you, with how he can drive and make shots and things like that. And I thought with the way they attacked us last year, I thought he was a little bit afraid. I thought he was scared. I thought he played scared. And he certainly didn't do that this afternoon.
Coach,